the final interview of the show, we will be speaking of one of the unsung heroes of RH Radio, the parents and the caregivers. These are ones who wake up early to bring their children to RX Radio. These are the ones who attend events with us at short notice. They are the ones who work in so many ways to support the station and make sure that we are a success. To represent the parents and caregivers, we will be speaking to my mom, Nadira Pinar, who is also an RX Radio board member. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm quite well, Nurunisa.
Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
I am Nadira Pinar. I am the mom of three RX Radio reporters, Amira, Tamina and Nurunisa Pinar. And I'm also a member on the RX Radio board.
How did you first become involved with RX Radio?
I started with RX Radio in 2017 when Tamina and Amira came for the first training. And then a year later, introduced yourself to RX Radio with your own training. And I think that same year, the three of you started with shows, where you were first together and then started with your own little shows.
What effect have you seen the station have on me and Tamina and Amira?
Not just on the three of you, but also on the entire family. It's been quite phenomenal because the growth that I've seen in the three of you compared to the way you were before you started with RX Radio is phenomenal. You came out of your shells, you're more confident, you can speak on any platform, you accept people the way they are, and you're quite knowledgeable on illnesses and world information. So your knowledge span is sometimes much better than mine. So for me, it has been exponential in the growth that just not yourselves, but every child that's come through RX Radio has shown over the past years.
What do you think about RX Radio as a whole?
RX Radio as a whole is a wonderful, wonderful concept. It teaches not just the children, but the parents and the general populace about what's happening here at Red Cross and what people do to assist children who come to Red Cross. We've had interviews with so many people, and RX Radio has gone on so many platforms, even internationally. So RX Radio for me is an institution which brings the voices of children to the forefront, which is important for the growth of our humanity in our community and our children.
Why do you think people should support RX Radio?
Because of what it's doing. RX Radio is a platform for children, and it's by children, and it places children in the forefront of everything that needs to be done, because our children are the future that we need to build. And RX Radio is one of those platforms that gives children the space to actually start building what they need to build for our future.
Where would you like to see the station in 5 years' time?
Bigger, on a broader scale, more international, just stronger with support, especially funding support, because that is one of any NGO that they actually need to get funding. And for RX Radio, it's just like any other NGO. We go out and we find funding to sustain us for all the years. And that is something that we would like to get on a more higher scale to support us for the rest of the years that RX Radio wish to continue. And one of the things that would make this radio station sustainable and assisting.
What birthday message would you like to give RX Radio?
I hope RX Radio is here for a long couple of years. We've gone through such a lot for starting with it, and we've seen so many children coming through here, and the growth of each and every child, whether it was small or whether it's as big as our children going and flying internationally, meeting the president, meeting the premier, meeting the mayor. I think RX Radio just needs to continue in that strength. And what the people are doing here, Yuli and the team, it's just phenomenal how they work with you. It's tremendous for me how far they've come and how far I hope they will continue with our support as the parents and the children, but also with national support, with international support, getting his own frequency, allowing people to actually listen to it on the radio, because that's one of the things that people always ask me, can we listen to it on the radio? Because not everybody has the money or the funds to buy data to listen to it. So I'm hoping that one day RX Radio will be on the radio station as a frequency, and that all the funding and sustainability is resolved with people please coming forward to assist RX Radio in any which form they are able to. Even if it is just a small contribution, that small contribution in a kitty will build a bigger contribution, supporting RX Radio, making sure that it's sustainable for many, many more years to come. Because in this day and age, many children are experiencing where they need to be at the hospital for a lengthy time. And RX Radio assists not in just educating us in what they're going through, but giving them a platform of telling their story of what they are going through. So that's what I'm hoping for RX Radio. So that when it comes, by the time that I am no longer involved in RX Radio, or my kids are no longer involved in RX Radio, it's still around. Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Happy birthday, RX Radio. May you be around many, many more years, and may you just grow from strength to strength. Thank you.